Many people watching the presidential and vice presidential debates can be frustrated by all the rights and rules candidates and their handlers have insisted on, standing or seated, questions from reporters or citizens, rye or whole wheat. Responses are limited to 90 seconds, and candidates aren't permitted to ask each other direct questions. Gentlemen, you can't debate in here. This is a debate. The modern tradition of direct presidential debates began in 1960. John F. Kennedy defeated Richard Nixon by the sweat on Mr. Nixon's brow and the shadow of his beard. But a concern with gimmicks and cosmetics aren't just an invention of the television age. In fact, they stretch back to those debates which are still considered the classic case of two men of conviction arguing in a manner that informed the public, the Illinois senatorial debates between Abraham Lincoln and Stephen A. Douglas in the fall of 1858. Newspaper reporters were proposed to ask the questions, but both Mr. Lincoln and Mr. Douglas agreed that newspapermen were scoundrels, scallywags, and lickspittle toadies. That's how people talked back in 1858. So both campaigns agreed on Jim Lehrer of PBS. Back then, probably known by a different acronym. At 6'4", Abe Lincoln was a whole foot taller than Stephen A. Douglas. Mr. Douglas's people demanded the candidate sit during the debates, but Lincoln was still a foot taller in a chair. He had shrewdly put on a stovepipe hat. The organizers then proposed putting both candidates on the backs of burros. But the farmers in Freeport, Illinois, said they needed their burros to carry sacks of grain, not politicians. Now, Mr. Lincoln, by contrast, was sensitive about having a high-pitched voice. Didn't make him sound senatorial, but like a member of the Galesburg Boys Choir. So a compromise was reached. Mr. Lincoln agreed to stand on his knees during the debate. Douglas agreed to speak in falsetto. The candidates' replies were limited to 30 minutes. Voters were figured to have a somewhat longer attention span then. There was no World Series or reruns of Green Acres to compete for attention. But to keep the candidates to time, a timekeeper would light a torch after the first 15 minutes of their response. It's believed to be the origin of the phrase. Let me shed a little light on the subject. At 25 minutes, organizers would ring a cowbell, and at 30 minutes, they would pull the tail on a goat who would start bleating louder than the candidates. This would be taken as a signal to conclude. By the way, both Mrs. Lincoln and Mrs. Douglas wore pink. Today, it's all blinking lights, citizens' panels, and Jim Lehrer of PBS.